Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Yeah, I've been with my man from Freaks and Geeks to Camp to Community to Before the Internet all the way to Awaken, and I love me some Childish Gambino, not gonna lie. The man that is Donald Glover is very aspiratory. Is that a word? Is one of my aspirations. A Renaissance man, very talented in a lot of fields: rap, comedy, acting, production. So I watched Guava Island. I'm gonna be honest with you, I was a little hesitant to watch it because I felt like maybe we might get a little like corny Donald Glover. We might get, you know, funny face, bad joke Donald Glover, but I was pleasantly surprised. Guava Island was a wonderful production. I think as far as execution of creative ideas it goes, cinematography, perfect. Storytelling, perfect. The narrative, perfect. The thing he wants you to think about after the event is over, perfect. The slight touches to different cultures, absolutely amazing. If you had shown this to me 4 months ago, I'd have said that's the best production I'd ever seen. But we living in the age of Beyonce's homecoming now. You know what I mean? Was it good? Absolutely. Was it better than homecoming? Nah, not so much. I'll be honest with you, not so much. It was great though. Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, you listen, I don't want you to take that as a negative, because I mean, it's the queen. You know what I'm saying? It's the goddess of entertainment right now, Beyonce. There's only one critique I kind of have of it. As far as my knowledge goes, and I could be 1,000% incorrect, I don't think Childish Gambino is West Indian or Caribbean. I think he's just, you know, regular black. And so my only critique in this age of Beyonce's homecoming, I wish that the narrative of Guava Island circled around a culture that was more familiar to him. I want to know more about Donald Glover and your time in New York and you growing up as a foster child. I would have loved to seen the narrative that you presented in Guava Island into your own autobiographical, authentic representation. But hey, you got the right to tell the story that you want to tell, brother. Tell your story. Ain't nobody mad at you. I'm not calling you. I'm not going to go as deep as some of the people on Twitter saying, you know what I'm saying, you out here caping up for black women when you're not even married to a black woman. I think that's an irrelevant argument. It's an argument for the average mind, folks. Today, we're going to have very intellectual I want to welcome you to the Over the Shoulder podcast. This is your opportunity to eavesdrop on three creative minds as we discuss the ups and downs, motivations, inspirations, underliers, disruptions, whatever other attributes you want to claim to cause creativity. That's what we're going to talk about today. Fortunately for you, it's just your boy BMO. What's up, everybody? And also my girl Alexia, the producer. What up, girl?
I'm always here for you, BMO.
I feel so supported coming to you live from the lobby of the Line Hotel at Full Service Radio. Here we go.
Full Service Radio.
Woo! And we back again with Over the Shoulder podcast. That was just talk about Childish Gambino. I think he's one of the most brilliant actors and creators of our time. And I think it's always important to look at great, great figures to inspire yourself. But let's move on to the next section. Today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is brought to you by dictionary.com's app. I find it a very interesting word. It's in all red. Today's word of the day, a verb, consent, to permit, approve, or agree. Now, I find it interesting that it would be word of the day in dictionary app. They try to expand vocabulary, and today they chose consent, because obviously some motherfuckers still don't got it. You hear me?
Don't get me started.
Don't get me started on the menfolk. Oh, man, we are the worst. Anyway, that's crazy. I said consent, and then I thought about the worst of men. Just shows you the times we're in. But I promise you, Alexia, I promise you, we're making a comeback. I'm telling you, we're making a comeback.
Are they?
Yeah, men, we on the way back. I promise you. I promise you, we on the way back. We just got to find the trail and a lantern and some good women to follow. We already got the good women to follow. Trail, we just got to find it.
And the trail is called consent.
It's called consent. Thanks, Alexia. The word of the day is consent. Let's jump into a song real quick, and then we're going to come back with a little bit more of Over the Shoulder Podcast. And, of course, your boy BMO is going to go a little bit too deep. We'll be right back. I love that song, man. Oh, Panama, you got another hit. That is Water by Panama. Make sure you follow her at earthtopanama.com and all Earth to Panama on all social media platforms. If you ever wonder why we're playing particular songs, these are artists that are from the D.C. and DMV area for anybody who was asking questions about our inclusion in the creative scene here in D.C. These are all D.C. artists. We have another D.C. artist we're going to play another song by named Michael Robinson. We'll get to that hit a little bit later. But, of course, we come to the next segment of the show, and I hope y'all don't mind, but I'm about to go just a little bit too deep. So as a content creator, I find it pivotal to constantly investigate that which inspires, confounds, and disrupts creativity. Each week, I'm going to explore one creative concept, deconstruct it to its creative atoms, and analyze its foundations in hopes of expanding the discovery of the creative process. This week, I'm going to keep it 100% funky with y'all. I got the what I like to call the post-event blues, right? So just bear with me for a second. So last weekend was the Funk Parade. And in all public terms, you know, the Funk Parade was great. It was another combination of diverse communities coming together on a historic U Street to celebrate music, culture, life, love, liberty, freedom in the District of Columbia, right? I think Well, I know as a team, as a production team, we did just that. We were able to produce that vibe from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to about 1 o'clock in the morning. But to all my creators out there, and if my co-partners were here, and I think Alexia would agree, when you finish an event, and in terms of anxiety, you get kind of this post, almost like postpartum. It's like a little post blues. I like to also call it waning ambition. So in terms of anxiety, you go through three phases as a content creator. First, you have your pre-indictments, right? Those are the worries. Those are the things that keep you up at nighttime. Am I on the right side of history, right? Is it going to rain? Did we make enough money? Are the shows going to sell out? Is it going to be a good product? These are the things the night before and prior that you think of. Day of, in terms of anxiety, you have your indictments. Oh, no, it did rain. And it affected attendance. That's another conversation. And we had two major technical difficulties that might have ruined the vibe for a little bit. But I want to talk about those two phases. I want to talk about the third phase. The third phase, which is the post-event blues. I also call it waning ambition. Now, check this out. The project is over now, right? You spent all this time and all this effort to deliver it, and all that ambition, it doesn't go anywhere. That energy, like the law of energy states, is neither created nor destroyed. So you have all this energy to produce a project, and then it's suddenly over. You said your thank yous, you found the evaluations, but you find yourself in these blues. And I asked some of my creative friends, like, does this happen to you? In a couple of weeks, I'll be starting my official third year as a full-time entrepreneur, business owner. I'm very excited about it. And in the beginning times, when I put on my first event, I'd have the blues for like 3 weeks, just be in my bed, sleep, hurt, crying. Oh, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm in so much pain. Now, almost 3 years later, I've gotten that down to about 4 or 5 days, right? But it doesn't go anywhere. So I asked some of my creative friends, I said, does this happen to you? What are your solutions to this situation? And I got a myriad of responses, but they all kind of circled around the same theme. Maps Glover, who was here a couple of weeks ago, he said, you got to do a goal review, B. You got to judge yourself based on yourself. It's impossible for you to be objective about something that you were in if you never laid out objective goals. I said, Maps, you're absolutely right. So I reviewed my notes, took a couple of days, felt a little better about myself. My partner, Chris Nam of the Funk Parade, he said, you got to sin in it. You got to live in it. You got to realize your success and then pivot. It takes some time. Trust me. Been doing this 20 years. I said, okay, Chris, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to realize what I need to do, like my man Map said. Then I called my mama, because we all call our mama when we're in a little trouble. Well, I hope you call your mama. So my mama said, you got to rest and reload. It's okay to want more, but you got to figure out what you want. So I'm sitting in my thinking chair like Steve, and I'm thinking. And it's taken me a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. In the last 4 days, I've slept more than I probably slept in the last 3-4 weeks. Then I'm on my YouTube and I'm on my Googles. And I'm looking up just what different celebrities said. And I come across this clip by Steve Harvey. Let's hear what he has to say.
I'm being the bad engineer today. 1 second.
Oh, take your time. Steve Harvey has some things to say.
He does. He says...
Let me show you this. We all live inside a bubble, right? This is our world. We go to church here. We work over here. We go get our coffee over here. We go to this park over here. We usually go over here to, you know, hang out with friends. This is our favorite club. This is our world. This is our favorite spot on the beach. We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt.
Pause it right there, Alexia. So far, I'm 100% with Steve Harvey. You cannot succeed if it's within your comfort zone. But what's this got to do with the post-event blues, right? Keep going, Alexia. Hold on. Stick with us, y'all.
Be successful. Start putting some pressure on. Put some pressure on yourself. Get out here and get about it. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary.
Oh, clever.
It's no other way. I'm sorry. But here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities. Mm-hmm, all mm-hmm. of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't but 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life.
So, I'm going to go ahead and stop it right there. Fuck you, Steve Harvey. How about that?
I was about to say.
Fuck you, Steve Harvey. What's up?
I absolutely hate. Because you said something really important when you were talking about your post-event depression, mm-hmm. which was that you slept more after the event than you had in 3 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that if you're thinking about how to get over this depression and how to move on and recharge yourself, like, right. you need that rest time or you literally will be no use to yourself or to your community. And so I heard this Steve Harvey clip and I was wondering where you were going with this. But right, I know right. you're going too deep, so I'm a wait to see the vision. But okay. yeah, fuck Steve Harvey.
Right. That's my vision though, Alexia. You said it. You went too deep for me. You were swimming with me.
I'm with you.
That was perfect though. That's exactly. Fuck you, Steve Harvey. Okay. If I need my rest, if I need time to recuperate and then bring something back to the community that is worthwhile, then I need my rest. Who are you to try to indict me, call me lazy, call me wasting a third of my life? Have you never heard music before, Steve Harvey? Most of music is silence. You don't even know music is happening unless there is rest to separate the music from each other. So why? Why are you lying to these folks? I want to go ahead and I want to break that narrative today. That's what I'm going too deep on.
You need to liberate us, please.
Like. I'm trying. You need, like my friend said before the Steve Harvey clip, like my friend said, you got to sit in it. You got to take your time with it. The energy that created the event is still there. It could neither be created nor destroyed. I 100% believe that. But in order for it to be transformed into something useful, you got to take your own process. You got to go your own way. Listen to your community. Listen to your friends. Listen to your mama. Listen to the people who are directly close to you. They know how you can react to these situations. Like my man Map said, if you want to judge yourself objectively against yourself, not against other people. Like my man Chris said, take your time. Realize your success. Realize your failures. Sit in it. Realize it. And then refocus. Like my mother said, you got to rest, she said to me all this time when I was a kid. You got to rest and then you got to reload. Because if you keep coming in hot, you're going to burn somebody. Mm-hmm. Just straight up.
You're going to burn yourself.
You're going to burn yourself. Alexia, you already know. That was BMO going too deep. If you couldn't find it, swim a little deeper. Alexia, if you don't mind, cue up our next song. And I think we're going to get up out of here soon. But our next song, in celebration of Stevie Wonder's birthday, my good friend and local D.C. artist has put out a Wurlitzer version of Stevie's hit, You and I. Let's go ahead and play that. Try not to cry because it's just that damn beautiful.
But will it's And will you be by my side to see me through until my life is through? Well, in my mind, we can conquer.
Every time, man. Every time. Almost got me again. I'm just sitting here in the studio listening to Michael Robinson. Make sure y'all follow Michael Robinson on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the social media, at Micah D-E as in Dwight Eisenhower, Robinson as in Meet the Robinsons. Okay, he's got a project out right now called The Worldly Versions. You can pick that up on all streaming services, Apple Music, Tidal, MySpace Music, etc. It has been a lovely pleasure coming to y'all again today. It's been another episode of the Over the Shoulder podcast where you got a chance to eavesdrop, at least on me and Alexia, talking about different principles of the creative process. Join us next week when we have our co-host, Mr. Backpack Matt, back in studio. We'll be discussing our third installment on Black gentrification. Oh, don't think we forgot about it, okay? Yes, young lady handed us our ass on the last episode, but we have a retort. Unfortunately, Matt's job prevented him from doing that today, but you best believe we are strapped and we are coming to send off them shots about Black gentrification and gentrification in the whole process of DC creativity. Until next week, it has been wonderful dropping these gems for you. I hope you find something good. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.